President Bush traveled to Ohio today. He promoted his economic policies in a state that has lost a quarter of a million jobs since he took office. At a speech in Cleveland, Mr. Bush said he recognized that the state is waiting to feel the effects of the economic recovery. Polls in Ohio show his approval rating there declining. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
First, it's worth noting that Ohio is a critical piece of the puzzle if the president hopes to win re-election this year. He knows that he just barely carried the state in 2000, and he's also aware that no Republican has won the presidency without putting Ohio in the win column. So it is that Mr. Bush today made his 15th visit to the Buckeye State as president for a speech before a gathering of women entrepreneurs. In his remarks, the president, acknowledging that Ohio's economy is still struggling, made it a point to note that the economic slowdown began even before he took office.
In fact, the manufacturing sector started losing jobs in August of 2000. By January of 2001, orders for equipment and software were falling. The stock market had been declining for several months.
Then he said the economy was hurt by the 9/11 terrorist attacks, by corporate scandals, and two wars. But he also expressed optimism that things are now getting better with two quarters of strong economic growth nationally. Still, he said he knows things are difficult for many in Ohio, where the jobless rate is higher than the national average, and where manufacturing job losses have hit places like Cleveland and Youngstown especially hard.
I know there are workers here concerned about their jobs going overseas. I share that concern. I know they're wondering whether they'll ever be able to find new skills necessary to fill the new jobs of the 21st century. I understand that.
But the president also said it's important to stay the course, saying Ohio and other places facing job losses need to make sure workers have the skills to adapt. And he called on Congress to make the tax cuts enacted over the past 3 years permanent. Without mentioning likely Democratic nominee John Kerry by name, the president said that some in Washington want to raise taxes and put up walls to limit foreign competition. Kerry has proposed repealing part of the Bush tax cuts, those going to the wealthiest Americans. The Democrat says the money could be used to fund health care and education programs. Recent statewide polls in Ohio show the economy to be by far the top concern of voters. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.